Let's head up to Sydney and have a chat to a man who's got a two-pronged attack in the TJ Smith, and he knows how to train very good sprinters. That is Joe Pride. How are you, Joe?
Yeah, good. I'm well, thanks.
Is this one of the best TJs you've seen?
Yeah, I think you'd have to say that. Yeah, no, it's got a lot of depth, isn't it? I think there'd be 8 or 9 Group 1 winners in it, and that tells you a lot about the race in itself, and there's a lot of horses in good form going into it as well.
Including Private Eye. What do you make of his run in the Newmarket? He was so honest. Did the inside prove detrimental to him, do you think?
I'd say it did in the end, and I sort of didn't know what to make of a gate. I never do with straight racing, and I don't think I think quite often it's not there until the race is run, you know, what a gate actually means. And, yeah, it did seem to disadvantage him. I don't want to make excuses for him. I thought he ran bravely, but I had a pretty high expectation going into it. And he's come out of it really well. Very pleased with him. He's had 3 weeks to get ready for this TJ, and set up nicely with some rain earlier in the week, but some nice weather, you know, going into the race day, which I'm assuming would be maybe just on a nice fair track rated around a 5, which would be ideal thing.
Yeah. Barrier 2, what do you think about that for a horse that tends to get back?
Yeah, well, he doesn't get back that far. You know, he drew 3 in the Everest, and that he ended up with a nice economical run that day. So I'd settle for something like that. I would imagine he's going to be probably midfield. He's going to be ahead of those horses that are drawn wide and going back. So, yeah, probably midfield.
Compared to his Everest lead-ins, is he going just as well, if not better, this time, do you think?
Yeah, look, I think so. It's sort of hard to get a guide on a horse like him because he's so casual and laid back in his work, but I've been very happy with certainly the way he presents. He looks amazing. And, everything's just been really good with him. So I can only assume he's gonna run right up to his best.
What's your thoughts on Nature Strip? Where do you have him as far as the ones to beat?
Hard one to line up, isn't he? You can only have respect for the horse. I'm not going to be the one that writes him off, that's for sure. I've heard a few people do that, but I wouldn't be doing that. There might not be that much pressure in this race either for a big field. Some awkward draws there. Hoping there is. I'd like to see a fast run race. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't go that well, but I also wouldn't be surprised if he wins. He's one of those kind of horses.
You've done a wonderful job with Maria Mia. A lot of people shaking their head going, how is she a Group 1 winner? You've made her a very, very valuable broodmare, and you know, she was very strong in the Galaxy.
She was. Very different setup here. It's not an easy assignment for her at all. Hoping if there isn't that much pressure in the race, that gives her the opportunity to come across and sort of slot in somewhere up on speed. And look, she doesn't know how to run a bad race. She's clearly going as well as she ever has. So you know, that gives her an opportunity, but you just wonder with that rise to wait for age, and she is a wait for age winner 2 starts ago, but at a very different level. So, interesting runner for Saturday. Everything she sort of does from here on in is a bonus.
At the other end of the spectrum, you've got Stockman going around in the chairman's over 2,600. How's he going this time in?
Oh, I think he's going well, but he's struggling with track conditions. He just hasn't had a wet track so far this preparation, and you look at his record, it's pretty obvious that he is, you know, exclusively a wet tracker. 17 starts on good tracks for a Goulburn maiden win.
Yep.
Tells you something. And he's thereabouts, but he just doesn't. He can't accelerate on these kind of on those firm tracks. Also, he can probably accelerate, but he just whacks away. Whereas he gets his toe in the ground. His real weapon is his ability to stay. It's just these dry tracks, they just zip away on him. So hopefully he gets a little bit of a soft track there Saturday, and if he doesn't get it this Saturday, hopefully next Saturday for the Sydney Cup.
Yeah, the backup's the plan once again into the Sydney Cup. Private Eye, are you confident or
I am.
In a race like
I
that?
I am. Yeah. You should never be too confident in a race of this quality, but he's a star at his best, and he's taking on some good horses, but I'm not asking him to do anything he hasn't done before. Like, if he runs up to his Everest run, I'm assuming his first 3 on Saturday.
Yep.
And he's more than capable of doing that.
Good luck, Joe.
Great, thank you.